The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number two. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at the producer Nick. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You miss the first hour. Guess what? We talked a lot of draft. How cool is that? We actually get to do a little sports for a couple days, but not for long. We're only here till 6 o'clock because you're going to hear the draft right here. Whatever you missed is available on podcastarena.com. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe you're different about this. I don't care that much about watching the draft. I just want to know who gets picked and where.
Yeah,
and
that's then, always been more important to me. I mean, right now I might want to watch it because... There's nothing else to watch, at least as like far as like live sporting stuff goes. So it may be more interesting than normal to me tonight. But, yeah, I haven't watched the draft in a long time. When I was a kid, I used to sit in front of the television all, you know, for the entire – back when they used to do it like in one day. And I would sit there all – or maybe I guess I did it in 2 days. But I would sit there the whole time and write down every pick to every team like in a notebook and give it a great – and I mean, I'm 13. I don't have YouTube. I'm not seeing game film on all these guys. I'm, like, going off what I saw on television in college. So I'm obviously not giving very complete and accurate grades, but I was very interested in it back then. Now, whatever. I'll look at it afterwards and see where certain guys went, what certain teams did.
Yeah, I like to follow along, but I like following along probably more on Twitter now.
Yeah,
because a lot of times Twitter gets it before the actual pick goes in. Anyway,
they do.
But I always pick out a couple players that I think will be really good that maybe don't go as high, and more often than not, I'm right about them. But then there's always a few that, you know, for every Russell Wilson, there's a Bishop Sankey. So, you know, that's
weren't you very what's the kid's name that the Broncos drafted? That you liked, the quarterback.
Oh, Paxton Lynch, I thought was going to be really good.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
He turned out to be a bum. Yeah.
Yeah, but you were right on Russell Wilson.
I mean,
so
he had all the tools.
I knew Paxton Lynch would suck. You thought he was good.
Well, no, but
I thought Russell Wilson would suck, and you thought he would be good. So we're even.
Well, Russell Wilson is a bigger win than Paxton Lynch is a loss.
I don't know. Paxton Lynch sucks pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're probably right. That probably is a bigger
win.
I'll give you credit. I'll give you credit, Fred. I'm not afraid.
But, you know, usually it's running backs that I'm right on, and I've been I've kind of gone card cold on that since Bishop Sankey, because I really thought Bishop Sankey was going to be a good player, and he was an absolute turd. I mean, you couldn't have missed any harder on somebody than that.
No.
So, I mean, it was like a second round pick. I thought, hey, you know what? That's a good spot for him. He'll be all right.
Well, yeah, give me your running back to watch tonight. Who's the guy that you could see being a guy in this draft class at running back? Who's your guy? We haven't talked much running
back. No, we haven't, and
we probably don't because
I like Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
We don't talk as much because the Texans aren't going to take one. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we end up just saying, "Oh, why even bother?"
I like Clyde Edwards-Helaire, but he's going to go high. The guy who people don't seem to have—I mean, like I've seen him anywhere from 4th to 7th in the running back rankings. I like J.K. Dobbins a lot. I think in the right team, that guy's going to be a terrific running back. I like the kid from Utah too, Zach Moss, which I think most people are kind of on him too.
I'm with you on Dobbins. I think that he's a pretty solid player. I think that Jonathan Taylor, who, I mean, obviously is looks like he's going to be the first running back taken, I think he might be pretty good. I don't know if he's a guy I'd take in the first round, but I think he could play. A guy, you know, Antonio Gibson, who I don't know where he's going to end up going, is a guy that's interesting to me, too, from Memphis. And I think he's probably a later round pick. But
that's the other guy I was going to mention.
I mean, really, both guys from Memphis, because Patrick Taylor, you can argue that he's pretty interesting too.
So you guys were way off on Mahomes. What's the worst you've been off? I think I just told you the worst ones I've been off on, but
no,
I was way off on Mahomes
the worst
until
one
he
me.
Was drafted. except I think I will say this: as soon as he was drafted by the Chiefs, I changed my tune on him 100%.
Well, I didn't change it 100%, but I definitely softened my stance. But I was also wrong. I was big wrong on Russ Wilson, who I didn't think very much of. I thought he was like basically he was going to be a solid backup for somebody. Listen, everybody who's ever paid attention to drafts has had misses like that before, 100%.
Oh yeah, and I'm not afraid to admit it. I still am not high on Baker Mayfield, and I wasn't at the time.
Same.
And that's a TBD. I was high on Sam Darnold. I don't know if that's going to work out.
Yeah.
That one's also kind of TBD. I still see a lot of things I like in him. But and you're getting a lot of praise for Brisket being an awesome name for a corgi.
Thank you.
So, yeah, apparently, I guess you tweeted that out last night. That is an awesome name. Right now, Bill O'Brien's driving around Houston looking for a Circuit City to purchase him a webcam, not realizing his computer likely has a camera on it. Yeah.
Or he's going to try to hook it up to a typewriter.
Yeah. Yeah. he's going to fax the pick in, what he's going to do. He's a fax machine.
Hey Raj, I'm pressing the send fax button and it's not going through. What am I doing wrong here? Bill, we're not doing this by fax. What do you mean? How are we supposed to do this remotely without a fax machine?
God.
That's probably
I would almost pay money to see what
his setup
is
doing.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw the guy for, I think it was the Seahawks, has like 25 TVs set up in his place.
Oh.
It's like, do you really need that much? I mean, are you actually watching film on players on the draft day?
Right.
I mean, by now you should have seen everything, right?
You should probably
know by now. Yeah, theoretically. But you never know. That's what it says. Darnold can play. Their only other player plays defense. I'd like to see some weapons. Yeah. Which, but I mean, he doesn't have a lot of weapons. I mean, they tried with Le'Veon Bell, but you know, and a lot of it is just what you're surrounded with at times. So, I think the complete opposite about Bill O'Brien on draft day. He's going to be the guy with three times the paperwork, stats, and data, with four laptops going, just to pick some guy that's on nobody else's big board from Wall.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
That's what Al Davis used to do. Like, Al Davis used to always take a guy that everybody was like, oh, there's no way. Everybody else had him listed as like a third-round guy, but he ran really fast, so he went like number 17 overall, like Darius Hayward Bay.
That's my favorite. That he had one other one too, some hyper-fast guy. I can't remember who was a cornerback or something. Never.
Wasn't it the kid from UH?
Well, he was actually coming off that injury, but that's not who I was thinking of. There was somebody else that they took really high, and let's take a call. Who do we have, Nick? Chase. What's up, Chase?
Hey, guys. You guys are talking about Bill O'Brien using a fax machine. In all seriousness, they've never done this virtual draft before. What are the odds that they're able to complete it with zero technical difficulties? And also, why did AJ change his nickname from the role model to Chocolate Braveheart? I think he was a good role model for the people of Houston.
That was just a natural progression. I don't choose my own nicknames, all right? The nicknames choose me. And so a lot of people think that Chocolate Braveheart is very fitting. Monday, maybe I'll be like Fred, and I'll have a Wikipedia with very many, many great, wonderful nicknames. But for right now, you know, if I'm going to have one, Chocolate Braveheart seems fitting to me. But role model is still very good.
Yeah, and you know, you were a role model for a long time.
That's right.
And just because you're Chocolate Braveheart doesn't mean you can't
I'm
be
not
a role
also
model.
A role model. I'm certainly exactly. both.
Exactly. So what was the sports question?
What are the odds the thing goes off without a hitch? My guess is about 5% that it runs flawlessly, but I don't think there will be any super damaging, like, oh, they missed their pick or something like that.
I am sure they've planned for stuff like that. This worst case scenario, you just pick up the damn phone, right?
Right.
So they're,
I mean, everybody's going to have like a plan A, plan B, plan C to get their pick in.
People mentioned Jamarcus Russell picked by the Raiders.
Yep.
Although people were pretty high on him. It just that he just got fat and didn't care.
Well, I mean, they're also the team that took a kicker in the first round and, you know, right. kind of shook up the whole world on that. So, you know, they've always drafted kind of strong. But that was also pre Al dying. What I will right. say, watching the did you see that clip running around of John Gruden doing draft commentary and saying, I don't know what the Raiders are doing here, taking Khalil Mack over Johnny Manziel. That's a big mistake if you ask me. Whoops.
And then Jay Garcia, so do teams get a bit of a pass if they miss on picks considering the circumstances? I don't think so.
Because everybody's under the same circumstances.
Yeah, and the reality is you should know. The only thing, and Lance mentioned this a couple times, the only thing you don't know as much about is the medicals. So if you wind up busting on something like that, I think people will be more forgiving. But otherwise, I mean, you had plenty of time. And these guys don't change much between January and now. 713-780-3776. We are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. And so I took your advice and tried to do push-ups on the break. And I am in horrible shape right now. I got winded after 20.
Shape, huh?
I got winded.
You got winded after
20.
One?
After 20.
Oh, okay.
So I had to stop. But yeah, because
dude,
I didn't want to get back.
This time I'm whipping my kid into shape. I mean, he's already doing a bunch of baseball stuff, so he hits probably, you know, 300-400 balls off a tee into a net every day. You know, he's out there playing. He's pitching to his little brother has catcher's gear, so he pitches to him. But I've been making him run and lift every day. So he's got like a checklist of stuff that he's doing. And then he's got to take like an army style PT test on every weekend to see where he's like, if he's getting better or getting faster or what's going on with him. So I meant to ask you this the other day. I guess I'll ask you now. What's a fair – because obviously if you go by the military standards, if you are to grade him on the standards of a man, you're talking about a 17- to 21-year-old man, and I don't know that my 12-year-old son should be graded the same way 17- to 21-year-old men are graded. So I told my wife, I think the fairest way to grade him is like a 17 to 21-year-old girl. Does that seem fair?
Yeah. Or just take 80. I think if you take off 20% of everything, that should be pretty close, right?
Yeah. He does okay on the push-ups. His sit-up game is pretty weak, which is surprising because he's got visible abs. I mean, so you would think, okay, the kid should be able to do a bunch of sit-ups, but he can't, or at least not proper sit-ups. And then his run time is pretty mediocre. But, I mean, he's 12 years old running 2 miles. He's running in about, I think he's at like 18 and a half minutes or something like that. So he's trying to get better on all this stuff. But I didn't know what an appropriate standard would be for a 12-year-old boy to hold to.
Yeah, I think a lot depends. If he's already been through puberty, it's probably closer to those guys. But if he hasn't, then it's probably more than 20%.
Okay.
So maybe 25.
All right.
But yeah. That would be my guess. But you're talking to a guy who almost collapsed after 20 push-ups on the last break. So
what standard should we hold you to, Fred? That's the real
question. There is no standard for me other than not dying.
Right.
So yeah. But you know what though? I like this idea. This is especially when we get back to a 3-hour show on Monday. I'm thinking like every other break, I'll do something, whether it's push-ups or sit-ups or whatever. So. And yeah, I'm doing the whole pacing thing still, which is helping a little bit. But I've got 5 under-the-radar guys who might be traded tonight. Would you tell me if you have any interest in these guys?
Okay.
How about Joe Thuney from the New England Patriots, their guard who they franchise tagged? They'll make $14.78 million next season.
I don't want him at that.
Yeah, I don't either. Probably
I don't
regretting
know
what, that.
I mean, I was reading something about that today, and Adam Schefter said there's almost no chance that that happens. Like, apparently the Dolphins were high on it, and Schefter says, I don't think there's any chance. He'd have to take a physical. Teams are going to have a big contract extension with him. And in this day and age, and this may end up, the deal we talked about earlier with Kansas City may hurt something like that. He said, we're not in a time in our country where I think teams are all that enthralled with giving out big money extensions. There's a lot of uncertainty involving football.
Huh. Who's been talking about that for a couple weeks? There's
smart
uncertainty.
People.
Maybe you don't want to be giving out huge deals because the salary cap might not be where it's supposed
ding,
to be.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. Here's another one for you.
If only there was a really smart show that said stuff like that.
I know.
Hey, man, people, you know why you don't want to give out big money? Was that it?
No, wasn't that show.
No? Different show. My bad.
Matt Breida, the 49ers, they just got such a numbers game in their backfield.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that one.
Matt Breida from the 49ers?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's an okay player. I've heard the Bucks may be interested in a guy like him. 25 years old, seems like a nice a piece of a backfield. I don't know that anybody looks at him as a number one back. Yeah, I don't know what kind of haul you could get on a guy like Matt Breida. He's an undrafted guy. I mean, I don't think there's a whole lot of value to him necessarily.
He's pretty useful though. He's averaged nearly 800
he's
yards.
He's a solid player.
Yards per.
What
per
are
touch,
you willing to give up
only
for?
Make
him.
It. Well, I mean, fourth or fifth. I mean, not no higher than that. Maybe even a 6 or 7. But, yeah, I'm not giving up much for him. But, I mean, again, it is a numbers game for them. Then Rasul Douglas of the Eagles?
No, not for me.
Yeah, and, I mean, they've upgraded their secondary, so he's suddenly expendable. Here's one.
Doesn't he have a big contract?
Don't know what his contract situation
maybe
is.
Maybe he's not as expensive as I thought. Maybe I'm wrong. I thought that they maybe paid him big, but I don't.
No, he's only 25, and he was a third round pick. So
okay, so he hasn't hit his second deal yet.
No.
So if you're trading for him, that's another guy that you're gonna want to re-sign.
Interesting one here. It's a guy we both like coming out of college, and he's been okay. But he hasn't been what I thought he was going to be, Corey Davis of the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, Corey Davis, a guy who obviously the Titans are not going to want to give him his fifth year option. They've now got a number one in AJ Brown, so they don't want to pay him like a number one. Obviously, he has been a bit disappointing. I don't know what you get for a guy like Corey Davis, because if Corey Davis had been really good and you have A.J. Brown also, so now you're trading from a strength, it's one thing. But Corey Davis hasn't been that good. And think about this. Who's giving up, draft capital for Corey Davis and then paying him $4 million when you could just use that draft pick on a younger, cheaper player who you assume can match at least what, like if you're talking about potential, maybe he can't match it, but you can easily match what Corey Davis has actually produced so far.
Well, he did, not great numbers, but 601 yards, 43 receptions. That's a lot to ask out of a, say, fifth round pick.
Yeah.
Which is what you would probably get out of him.
But you'd also have to pay him $4 million. And if you a fifth-round pick, you'd have under control for 3 years versus a guy who is going to be an impending free agent. So, again, that's more for a team that's in sort of a win-now mode, I guess. And I don't know if he's that good that I think he's – I don't know if he's a guy who's going to put a team over the top necessarily.
Yeah, in his defense, it's not like he's had great quarterbacks throwing him the ball.
That's true. You saw what A.J. Brown did. I think between A.J. Brown, Adam Humphries, Jonnu Smith, and you know what? Here's another thing I'll say about the Titans. I'd be shocked if the Titans didn't take a wide receiver in the first couple rounds to replace him long term. Because like I said, I would say it's probably almost written in stone that he won't be back for that fifth year option. So my guess is Corey Davis will play for the Titans this coming year. And he'll walk instead of getting a fifth year pickup.
All right, here's one more for you, and I find this an intriguing one: Tariq Cohen of the Bears.
Man, he's so interesting to me. When he gets the ball, when they use him right, he's a weapon, but. He just hasn't been proven to be a guy that you can count on in a lot of situations. And the fact that the Bears haven't used him makes me worry.
Yeah. I just wonder if Matt Nagy's the fit for him. I kind of thought he would be, but I think he's a guy that if you used him like Darren Sproles, I think he could be really good where you're probably your third back, but he's in on passing downs. Use him as a change of pace here and there. You design some plays for him. I think in the right offense, he could be really good. I don't know why it hasn't quite worked out in this offense, because I thought it would be a good fit with Nagy.
All right, there's the music, Fred. Let's hit a break. 30 minutes before draft day.
All right, we'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Tune in to NFL draft coverage on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Rexel. Coverage begins today, 6 o'clock, so 29 minutes from now. Continues Friday at 5 and Saturday at noon. Visit RexelUSA.com to learn more about their services. So there we go, just letting the people know. I think I'm going to go ahead and do, because a bunch of people are asking for sort of like a writing workshop. I think I'm going to do it Sunday at 2 o'clock, and it'll be on Zoom, so I'll tweet out the information since enough people were interested in it. But I'm going to make it more of a about communications and how you can apply that to everything. And then some talk about fiction and some talk about sports writing, and then a Q&A. So just something to do on Sunday afternoon, free of charge. And you can see how long my hair has gotten.
There you go.
There's that. What have we not gotten to that we need to get to here, since we essentially have two segments left?
Did you see the Gathering of the Juggalos has been canceled, Fred?
No.
Yes. Who would have thought? And the Insane Clown Posse trending on Twitter today. And they said, we will not risk one Juggalo life. It's not worth it to put on this show. We refuse to risk even one Juggalo by having this thing. So now, of course, everybody's like, how is it these Juggalos can figure it out, but Tucker Carlson can't, and the mayor of Las Vegas can't? So it's kind of funny, because Insane Clown Posse is trending under the category of politics.
Interesting.
Yeah, I said I always knew the day would come where Insane Clown Posse was trending under politics. I just always thought it'd be when Juggalo Trey running for city council in Baytown. So, this is a real surprise to me.
Well, I never thought I'd say this, but the Juggalos are smarter than all these protesters who are out there waving American flags and getting
who
in the face of. If you say, I guess now the new thing is like nurses go out there and just stand there in a mask and don't say anything at these protests. And the one in Arizona, they had a story on the lady. It said people were saying some ridiculously mean things to her. But, you know, that was their protest against the protest. Just stand there and stare at them.
Yeah.
Not sure what that does, but. Somebody says they'd lose a couple hundred bucks. Vegas is losing millions. Vegas will be fine. Vegas has made millions, billions. And once they get up and running again, they'll be fine. I'm not worried about Vegas disappearing. There's a lot of other businesses that I think are going to be gone. I don't think Vegas is going to be one of them, because you know what old people love to do? They love to gamble.
Yep.
And that's just... And I guarantee you, as soon as those casinos are open, even, you know, with all the stuff they're doing, people will be back. Maybe they're not going to fly into Vegas for a while. I think that's a fair concern. But Vegas will bounce back. If I had to bet on one place that will be fine when all this is said and done, it'll be them.
They'll make it. They'll survive.
Yeah. 713-780-3776 is your number. I guess the another interesting name that could be on the move is Ngakoue from Jacksonville. I've heard the Raiders are interested, but then I've also seen stuff that people don't expect him to get moved tonight.
It seems like it'd be smart to move him, because he doesn't want to be there, right?
No, he definitely doesn't want to be there. And, boy, if you could get a good draft pick for him,
yeah,
I would definitely consider it, because, you know, they've already chased off everybody else. So it is reset button time. So I wouldn't be shocked if he and Fournette are gone tonight.
I saw this. What the teams without a first-round pick traded their pick away for? Have you seen this?
No.
I'll read you which every team traded away their pick for. You tell me if it makes sense now or doesn't.
Okay.
The Colts, their first round pick went for DeForest Buckner.
I think that makes sense.
I think it makes sense too. How about the Steelers for Minkah Fitzpatrick?
I think that makes sense.
Especially after what you saw he gave them last year. Now, would they like to be able to draft a quarterback of the future right now? I'm sure they would. But Minkah Fitzpatrick was a game changer for them defensively last year. The Bears, 19 for Khalil Mack.
I still think that worked out.
The Rams don't have a pick for number 20 at number 20 for cornerback Jalen Ramsey.
Didn't work out last year, but long term, I still think you're not going to get a better player than Jalen Ramsey with that pick.
Okay. 22, the Bills, wide receiver Stephon Diggs.
Well, I was. It's funny, this morning I was talking to my Bills fan neighbor when he was out on his balcony, and said, we were talking about the draft. It's like, well, I don't have to worry about that tonight, but I'm very happy to have Stephon Diggs.
Okay.
So at least Bills fan is happy.
And number 26, Laremy Tunsil.
Yeah, I say it works out unless they don't sign him, in which case that's a fail. But most of those deals, I think the player they got probably better than the pick would have been.
It's funny because Tunsil is trending on Twitter, and a lot of it is Texans fans talking about getting Tunsil and instead of a first round pick. A lot of it is just pictures of Laremy Tunsil wearing the gas mask and getting high. And then there's Dolphin fans. Here's one, for instance. Imagine if we kept Tunsil, take Tua at 5, trade up for Wills at 8-11 with 18, 39, and maybe another late pick, then take an RB at 56 would be greater than anything we can do in this draft. Such a horrible bleeping trade by Chris Greer. So there are Dolphin fans who don't like the Laremy Tunsil trade.
Well, it all depends on what you do with those picks, right?
Right.
I guarantee, especially if the Texans wind up, 9-7 again and the pick is in the 20s, you're not going to get a better player or even a combo than Laremy Tunsil with those two picks.
Yeah.
And that's why I was – and you could throw the second round pick in there too, because obviously that was part of it. Although I felt like that was a fair swap for Kenny Stills. But regardless, that's the thing with this. In the Watson trade, that worked out better for the Browns because Watson got hurt. The Texans had their tank season, and it was the fourth pick of the draft. And that has a lot more value to it. But, you're drafting in the 20s, and even high picks are a 50-50 shot. And you get those low 20s, and it's a lot lower than that. So, that's why I don't like seeing guys like this traded. If you have one of those, then, now in the Dolphins' case, it made sense because they were going to suck and rebuild, so get a bunch of draft picks. That's great. But suddenly it looks like they might be better than people thought they were going to be, and then you might have a little seller's remorse.
Well, the Dolphins are apparently interested in trading up and taking Andrew Thomas with their first pick. So, they may try to move up to 3 and take Andrew Thomas and hope that they can get a quarterback later, either Herbert or Tua. But I think Dolphins fans are reacting to, why would you go get you'd use all you'd package the picks that you got in return for Tunsil to trade up and get an offensive lineman that you don't know is any good. But what I would say to that is, I mean, it's not like Laremy Tunsil was an all-pro top 5 tackle in the league. He was solid, but is he a guy, and we've talked about this, obviously the Texans, now that they've made the trade, you almost have to pay him, but did you want to pay him like he's the best tackle in the league, knowing that he's probably closer to the 10th best tackle in the league? And are you going to get a tackle that's as good as Tunsil in this draft? I don't know. It's possible. Is Andrew Thomas that? I don't know. But you've got control of him for the next 5 years. And you'd also have presumably a quarterback that you'd have under control for 5 years versus what you would have with Tunsil, which is what the Texans have right now, is basically a standoff saying, how much money are we going to give this guy?
I would still rather have, I would take Laremy Tunsil over guessing in the draft on offensive linemen. And I'll tell you why. They're so hard to find good tackles. They really are. This is not the era of 10 years ago where there were probably, 4 or 5 guys who had Hall of Fame credentials. There's not that anymore. There's just a dearth of them. And you've seen life without having any decent tackles on your offensive line.
Yeah.
And it is not good. And look at all the teams that, the Giants have struggled and spent all that money on Nate Solder, and then he didn't work out. So I think it's one of those positions that if you got one, you pay him.
Yeah.
All right.
But do you have one that you consider elite? And I don't know.
Yeah.
Is Laremy Tunsil the Matt Stafford of left tackles? I think that's kind of what he is. He's good enough that you don't like the idea of life without him, But is he anywhere near the best guy? Probably not. But he's going to be paid like he's near the best guy.
Yeah, but I think what's different about that is, you know, I think there's more quarterbacks than there are left tackles that are worth a damn. So a Matt Stafford level of left tackle is pretty high on the list.
Fair enough.
All right. Well, let's take a break here. We only have one segment left before we get to the NFL draft right here on ESPN 97.5.
Clock and grab your job.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. And it is time for the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I should have sent you this on the break, AJ, because that way you could get Jim Baker to come on and do it in his voice. have you see the latest on him?
No. I look up all of these mega pastors. I usually look them up every day, but today I didn't get to them. I was focused on draft stuff.
And it's too bad because he reports that because credit card processing companies have cut off his ministry, his network will be totally financially broke within 2 weeks if they don't get a bunch of donations by check soon.
All right. Good news. We're about to get rid of one of them.
Well, and here's what he had to say. And I can't do the voice, but he said, "I'm just sad to see what's happening to America. We are living in the final days, and if we go the wrong direction, America is through." Okay, first off, let's analyze that. We're living in the final days. Isn't America through?
Well,
anyway?
Yes, conceivably. Like, yeah, if Christ comes back to earth, I don't think he's going to be too worried about borders and, like, what country we're in. I don't think that's going to be an issue to him.
Well, he'll show up at a racetrack. But says, you have to use a check. Your products are going to come to you. Every one of them will come right to your house, and if we can't, we're going to refund. I will sell parts of the buildings at Morningside in the long run if you give me a chance. Don't let me have to file for bankruptcy. And the second part's my favorite. They're already bleeding us to death, and now we're going to have to pay lawyers that will bleed you to death. I know my critics are watching me right now, A.J. Hoffman, and they're having a ball. They're having a ball, and they're saying, wow, we've whipped Jim Baker finally. I'll tell you what, you all may want my head on a platter, and you may get it, but I'll be gone to heaven.
I mean,
you're not going to win.
We already saw you go to prison, Jim. You lost that. The reason you don't have money now is because you spent it all on a legal defense that you lost.
He says, you're not going to win because I'm 80 years old and I don't need to win. I need to please God, and that's what I'm going to do the rest of my life.
Cool. Good luck.
Yeah, so I figured you could use a Jim Baker update today. I mean,
all right.
What the hell? So that was your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. So your final thoughts on what you hope to see tonight. What's your most interesting draft thing?
Here's what I'll tell you, and I just tweeted this out. I think the definitive thing in this year's draft is going to be the health of Tua. If Tua stays healthy, if he's medically right, I don't think it's close that he's the best quarterback in this draft, and I don't think there's a whole lot of discussion. But that's obviously a massive if. So it's almost a swing for the fences kind of thing if you're willing to take that guy, because there's a reason why tank for Tua was a thing. You know, it was a thing for 2 years for good reason. I think that if he's healthy, whoever drafts him is going to be – they're going to look really, really smart. If he doesn't stay healthy, then, you know, they're going to have big regrets, obviously. But I think that he's sort of the swing guy in this draft that could really determine if a team has a if they look back at this draft historically as a year that they made a brilliant decision or a boneheaded one.
Well, if he winds up going somewhere like 16, then it's not boneheaded, no matter how it plays out.
Agreed. I mean,
because
but if he goes in the top five, then there's obviously a big risk being made.
But I think if he does slide like that, that's going to be a guy that 5 years from now, if we're alive, will be saying, wow, how the hell did he go that low?
It'll be like Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Or Ben Roethlisberger or, you know.
How did J.P. Lossman go?
Yeah, exactly. I'm interested to see how serious the Texans are about trading up. And it's funny, you know what's trending now? Number one in Houston, Deshaun Watson. Which, obviously, people hear the rumor they want to trade in the first round, and now that's what everybody thinks. They're just going to trade Deshaun.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to happen, but it'd shake things up, wouldn't it?
Well, it'd give us plenty to talk about for an hour tomorrow, that's for sure, and for the rest of this endless offseason. But, yeah, I don't know, man. I think it's we talk about the inconsistencies of Bill O'Brien. Well, you just said you think it's going to be a veteran year, so you're going to focus more on veterans, and then yet you're going to trade up and get a first-round pick? It doesn't seem to make sense.
Yeah, it's weird.
Nick, apparently you've got to find this Offspring cover of Here Kitty Kitty. It's apparently hilarious. I've had about four people tell me now. So... And just on Sports Map today, we've got Jason Braddock's mock draft, if you want to go check that out. We've also got the Oilers story from my buddy John Long, which is pretty good about how you could get the rights to the Oilers back in Houston. It's not going to happen. Don't want to get your hopes up, but it's really well done. So, yeah, let's hear a little bit of that real quick. Okay, so it's a Carol Baskin.
Of course it is. Just as sweet as wine, but her husband went and disappeared. But then it got a little crazy, got a little hazy, and the cops said there's something wrong here. This is the Offspring?
Yeah, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah, it sounds really different for them.
Yeah.
Interesting. Huh. Of course, now I can't hear it now. Mama Carol, she showed us you. Kitty, kitty, kitty. Mama made this phone. All right, so you guys have something to check out now. Have you ever been to Federal Grill in Hedwig Village?
I don't think so, no.
I mean, I hear it's pretty good, but apparently they've decided to defy the
orders. I did read about that today.
Yeah, and he basically said, I disagree with Hidalgo's order. Government does not have the right to pick the winners and losers of this situation. Until now, we followed it 100% to make sure the city's safe, but the numbers are decreasing, and it's time to get people back to work. Okay, I'm pretty sure they can fine you for that.
I would think so. And then but we're not paying this fine. Dude, I'm telling you, people are so weird about stuff. Like the mask thing. People got so mad yesterday because I was talking about, like, people throwing a fit about a mask. It's like, all you're trying to do is get people to pay fines and poor people. And it's like, No, dude, it's just asking you to be responsible. And it's not trampling your rights. Is it trampling your rights to say you can't drive drunk? Because, I mean, you could say, well, who am I hurting? Well, it's about who you might hurt, which is the same thing about wearing this mask. You don't know if you're carrying. And if you wear a mask, the chances that if you are carrying, that you give it to someone else goes down tremendously. So is it that big of a deal, these mask things? I don't understand people, man. I'm losing my mind over this mask thing.
Oh, I'm team mask. I'm for it. Not for that reason, but because it covers up my face a lot more. It makes me look better. And I'm a very vain person, AJ. So
yeah, of course you are.
Yeah, it's so funny how people have tried to turn this into some kind of political thing, and it's silly to me. I mean, I have no problem wearing a mask, especially if you're going to let me go do some things that I hadn't been able to do. Then, you know, count me in. All right, well, that's going to wrap it up. We have the draft coming up here shortly. I want to say very good job, AJ Hoffman. Nick, great job for you. Nick, great job by you as well. So glad you filled in today. Maybe I'll see you at the poker tables later tonight. Got the draft coming up, so we're going to go ahead and cut it out now. Till tomorrow, stay Rona free, bitches.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.